Okay, guys, welcome to the show. As always, number one, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for giving me and what's going to be us today your time. That's the most precious thing that we have. So, and speaking of time, depending on what platform you are listening to this on, you can adjust your speeds to listen to it. And I only say that because sometimes when I listen to podcasts, I will speed it up and I learn to listen faster and it takes less time. You do you, that's totally fine either way. So I'm excited today, bringing on a guest for the first time, and going to just rap back and forth and kind of, just share some mindset ideas today. Before we get started with that, I'm just going to share with you guys how I got started doing podcasts. Maybe it helped, maybe it doesn't. All right. Talk to you in a minute. Hey guys, welcome back. And I am super excited today. Like I was saying earlier, I am bringing on a guest today for the first time on my podcast. I think that it'll be fun. Also, I just found out that I can do it. So I was like, well, shit, why the hell not? So the individual that I'm bringing on, her name is Jamie Stewart. Jamie, are you there?
Hi.
Awesome. So Jamie and I, the reason why I sent Jamie an invite yesterday to say, hey, do you want to do this? And she's all about saying yes right now. So that's why she's here. And the reason why is because I've noticed that on our social media, like, so we've known each other for a little bit and we'll go into that. But I've noticed like on our social media, we share a lot of the same mindset, and a lot of your posts, Jamie, are posts are things that I believe that I talk about on this podcast. So I'm like, well, hell, this should be a fit and we can just have some fun because there's nothing professional about this. This is just real life and sharing from our hearts. So first of all, thank you for saying yes and stepping outside of your comfort zone. I love it.
You're welcome. Great minds think alike.
So have you done a podcast before?
I've never done a podcast before. This is my first.
So that's fantastic. I love it. I love to be a part of it. And so I had zero topic in mind, only to just maybe touch on maybe some of our, maybe we'll dive in a little bit about who Jamie Stewart is. And then also maybe just share about some of our in common mindsets and what that kind of looks like to you. Cause I think you probably feel the same way I do. Like we see eye to eye on a lot of things.
Yes.
So maybe we'll just start there. So if somebody hasn't met you or so this is their first time hearing about you, I mean, duh, have you not Google searched Jamie Stewart? Come on.
Right?
So if someone hasn't met you before, just kind of give us kind of a little bit of backstory on you. And then who you are and maybe how we met.
All right. So I'm famous in a small town. 37. I am a mom of four, a soccer wife, and a stay-at-home mom. I also coach volleyball for a little private school here in Las Vegas. And yeah, I've just been kind of getting my life back and back on track over the last year. So connecting with you has been just an amazing thing, and I'm glad to be on the journey with you. You've been truly a great influence and inspiration to me.
I appreciate that for sure. And you have to me. And I can elaborate a little bit more on that after I hear maybe you had mentioned getting your life back together. And that's something that I know, because I know a little bit of your story that we share. So tell me what that means, or tell the listeners what that means about when you say getting your life back together.
I think that for me, what that means is that over the last few years, I lost myself. I lost myself in being a mother of these small toddlers. I have four kids. One's going to be 15, one's 11, one's 3, and one's 1. So I have quite the spread there. And it was, when you become a mom, especially a stay-at-home mom, you lose a lot of your identity. And with that being said, the long that, you get very isolated. And it became a thing for me where not only did I struggle in isolation, but I was struggling with alcohol also. So I had multiple things going on. And, you know, since probably this last year, I knew that something had to change, like something in my life had to give. I was ready for massive change. And I was willing to do whatever it took to kind of get back on top and out of the rut that I was in. You know, I've tried so many things over the years. And then literally we just stumbled across paths. And that's usually how life works and the world works, is you stumble across the people you're meant to be aligned with. And since then, we've been doing, you know, our business together and events together and, you know, life.
Yeah, it's been fun for sure. So then, so you mentioned you had struggled with drinking, and I found myself in that boat as well for many years. And then, but you're speaking to it in past tense. And so you've come through that to some degree, haven't you?
Yeah. So as of next month, like 3 weeks, it is 1 year of complete sobriety, not even a sip of alcohol. So I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Yeah, and you should be.
I never thought that I would even become close to that. I always knew like I would slow down, but I never knew that I would stop completely and how powerful and life-changing that would be.
Let's talk about that for a second. Number one, congratulations. Also, number two, because people will hear this at different dates. So what date will your 1 year anniversary be?
The exact date is going to be April 7th.
April 7th, 2022. So whenever you're listening, that is Jamie's 1 year anniversary. And if you guys ever get connected to Jamie, make sure you send her a big congratulations on that. So let's talk about for a second. You said how, you know, you never saw yourself there. And I feel you on that. I never saw myself as sober. And then you said you didn't realize how life-changing that would be. Can you go into what that means for you?
I mean, so there's a couple things that come from that. You know, for one, it totally gave me my motivation and my will to live and succeed back. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things is I want to do more and more. Like the longer I'm, the further I get along in my sobriety, the more that I want to do, the better I want to be, the more people I want to help. Like it's this chain reaction almost. And then it's changed the dynamic of who I am. It's changed the dynamic of my family. It's changed the dynamic of my relationships, you know? Mm-hmm. I've created more solid friendships. I've created, you know, a happier home and family. You know, once you cut kind of the chaos and the negativity out, because I mean, let's just face it, alcohol is a depressant. You're poisoning your body. And that's just in the scientific terms of things. That's exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. And since doing that, like I just am a clear thinker, you know, and it's tough, but it's made such positive impacts for myself and for my work life. And, you know, like now I'm coaching volleyball. Volleyball is a huge part of my life. And now I'm coaching for a little private school here in Vegas. You know, I didn't think that I would ever be at that level or a role model type. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah.
I was the bad influence. I was never the good influence. Well, and I now, was, and just not for a long time.
Yeah. And now look at you. That's amazing. So you had said, you know, it's tough, but it is tough, but it's worth it.
Yes.
And
so I've not had these horrible days since I've gotten sober. I haven't had like these just overwhelming meltdown where I just can't handle life anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's just a lot of power in it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's incredible. And then, so we came together. So your little one's up and this is your life. And
he climbed out of his crib, right? He knows how to open doors.
Yeah. Smart, right?
Very smart. Too smart for his own good sometimes. I'm all trying to give him something so he's like quiet, but
it's totally fine. It's totally fine. And let's talk about just for a second. So do you remember the first time that we ever got connected?
It was there in April of last year. Mm-hmm. It was right after I'd just been a few weeks in. It was because I had started drinking exogenous ketones.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know you, but you were further up, like, in my upline. And I had met Desiree. And, like, you're just – we got connected that way because Desiree brought me in. She introduced me. As soon as I tried them, I was like, whoa, I got to do this. These are amazing. Why haven't I heard of these before? This is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, and how long had Desiree been drinking ketones?
I think she started maybe a few weeks before I did. I think she started in March. I started in April.
Yeah. So just brand new.
Yeah.
That's what I love about what we get to do is that people come in and they have a great experience drinking ketones and they want to share the conversation. And they don't have to do it. Like Desiree didn't have to do everything herself. She connected you to Danny and I. And for those of you that don't know, Danny is my wife. So to Danny and I, and what's been awesome is us three, you, myself and Danny have created this friendship because of that introduction. And I think it's incredible.
It's a great friendship. You guys are awesome. I'm very lucky to have you. You guys are just cool people.
I appreciate that. And it's just really good to be intentional about who we surround ourselves by. And I love that that's what we get to do that. And I know that we post about that a lot on social media. And I think just with so much going on in our world and, you know, right alongside of what we get to do. So if you guys don't know, Danny and I, we've been partnered now with Prove It for 4 years. Prove It has been around for 7 years. They are the ones who introduced exogenous, the only naturally fermented exogenous ketones on the planet. We've had an incredible experience and we've been able to share this conversation that you don't have to do the ketogenic diet to get into ketosis anymore. You can now drink ketones absorbed into your blood, bypassing ketogenesis. So in other words, you just don't have to do the diet to get into ketosis anymore.
And feel amazing.
Yeah. So when a lot of people ask like, okay, so what does that even mean? You know, when I describe, you know, what the benefits are being in ketosis, I think about better mood and mindset. I think about better energy and endurance. I think about better appetite and craving control. I think about better sleep. I think about better protection on skeletal muscle mass. Those are like the tops. And then along with all of the other scientific benefits of running ketones through your body. So it's been amazing. It's been amazing to share. It's been fun to share. But just on top of that is like what's developed in the process. So what's developed in the process is meeting like-minded people like yourself, meeting people who are achieving more in their life, like from a combination of things. So now you have your sobriety, you have ketones as a fuel, you have community, and it's kind of just opened some doors. And now here you are teaching volleyball and as a promoter in Prove It, you also have set yourself up to create an income for yourself and your family. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's been super helpful and it's been huge, you know, because I think with being a stay-at-home mom, yes, there are work at home positions, but it is extremely hard when you have like, especially like a 3 and a 1 year old who are up and down, like right now during the podcast that you have to work around, you know, and there's really not that many flexible options out there that are going to bring you a community that support you. You know, like I've met people now that I play with their kids and we watch each other's kids and stuff like that, where I didn't have that before. Like I said, being a stay-at-home mom is very isolating. Now with this community that's involved, I have sober friends, I have mom friends, and I have people who actually give a shit about like me succeeding and what's going on in my life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a huge part. The opportunity here is like, there's so much reward just in the journey alone, but the opportunity to grow and to provide and bring an income and feel like you're kind of getting that little piece of yourself back, where I'm not always asking, you know, my partner, Tommy, for money for this, 'cause I can cover it. I get to pay bills here. I can buy my kids the outfits when I go out because it's mine. Like I don't, you know, there's, those little things all add up and they make a huge difference, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And I think there's also like, there's so many stigmas wrapped around like a stay at home or a work at home business or a work from your phone business or direct sales or network marketing or multi-level marketing or community-based marketing or whatever. There's a lot of stigmas tied to that because there's bad people in every single industry. And what happens in any industry is you can have a bad experience with somebody and then kind of shame the industry. And it's unfortunate. So it's a little bit tougher. Like I feel like I try to take on, and I know you do as well, take on the responsibility to raise the standards of our industry and show that you don't have to be someone who's out there pushing, like the funny thing you were talking about, the whole boss babe thing. You don't have to be, right? And you don't have to be, you know, saying, hey, you can come, let me show you how to make 10 grand a month. And all of this fluffy bullshit, like we don't need to do that because the most powerful thing is what you just said. You're adding value to your family. You have more, I don't know, maybe like financial significance. I don't know. Is that even it? Or like,
significance, independence a little bit, you know, like if I want to order something on Amazon, I don't have to ask permission. It's my money. I can do what I want again, you know? So
And you get to show other women and men, whoever, how to do the same thing. And it doesn't have to be like what you were telling me about the other day, the boss babe thing.
No. Okay. So like I am not a boss babe. I am a tomboy. I'm an athlete. I can dress up very nice and rule things, but this is about. I'm just a regular mom at home, making ends meet, making sure my kids are taken care of, making sure there's food on the table. Like that's my whole purpose. I don't need like all the fluff and the Michael Kors or Tony Burke matching shoes and all that stuff. That's just not who I am. And I feel like there's a lot of people that are just like that normal, down to earth, don't need all the fluff. They just need enough type people. And I think that in this market, it gets very misconstrued and there's a lot of luxury catfishing that's out there. And I remodeled my whole house because of this in the first year. That's great. I'm so glad that you did that. And I know that your husband paid for it. like that kind of thing, you know, where in the reality of it, like you are building a base, a business and a community. Like that stuff is great. Luxury items are great. But what's really important is the connections, the lives that you're changing and who you're becoming in this process. And I think that that's what resonates with me more than any luxury item on this planet.
100%. Because honestly, that's what takes, or like what our CEO, Brian Underwood, would say, that's what gives your business the long tail. That's what's going to be sustained, or the relationships that you build along the way, not the flashy this and flashy that. That only is a flash in the pan. So I love that you said that. And let me ask like the listeners right now, if you're listening right now, like, can you connect with Jamie right now? Like that's powerful. That's super powerful. And so let's say someone is listening to this and they're like, yeah, I really want to talk to this girl. What would be the best way that they could connect with you?
All my social media, usually Instagram, probably, unless you're on Facebook, you can connect with me there too. And you spell my name Stuart.
Right. So spell your whole name.
Jamie Stuart, Jamie. And last name is Stuart.
Okay. Awesome. And also if anyone is listening to this and you're having a hard time finding her on social media, you can message me and I'll make sure that I get you connected with her.
I appreciate that. I look forward to meeting like-minded people and people that think like me that, you know, are just like, we throw our hair up, we go on walks, we take care of our kids. And at the end of the day, if we have the means and the money to change lives and help people and pay a bill or two, that's enough for me. Like, of course, do I want more? Do I want to grow? Yeah. But you get there. This is a process. This is not like this, you know, overnight miracle thing that is put out there.
Yeah, I love it. We've gotten so much more value over the long term than any dollar amount could do. And I say the long term, meaning that like what you stated earlier, which is so powerful about who you become in the process. And I know right now we're really strictly talking about our business, Prove It. However, our business is a buddy of mine, Sean, he said it the best or the first time I ever heard it. But he said our business is personal development with a paycheck. And it's amazing. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's amazing that, that, you know, I keep saying that we get to do this, because when we get to work on ourselves and we get to, pour into our own cup first, so that we can be better for others and we can pour into others and then be rewarded for it through a compensation plan. That's incredible. And like what you said, those relationships that are built along the way, because you are adding value into people's lives, not just flashing in people's lives. We've become, I say we, like Danny and I, we've become different people in this whole process, better people, better versions of ourselves. And so,
yeah, I'm definitely not the person I was a year ago.
No, and I could tell that too. And I'm excited for people to connect with you on social media, because you have an incredible social media presence. And like, if anyone needs like more light in their life, you definitely want to get connected with Jamie. And listen, we're all human. We're all fucking human. Right. But Jamie knows how to put some light on some things that that can really just to your day. So
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Wrapping up. I know that I asked you yesterday to come on today. You said, yes, let's do this. Was there anything that you were thinking or anything that you're thinking right now that you'd like to say before we close it up?
You know, I just think that people don't realize how powerful they are. I know that I didn't realize how powerful I was. And it is a huge thing when you step back into your power. And this is why I told you, this is my year that I am saying yes. If somebody asked me to do something, if somebody asked me to do an event, do a podcast, show up, I'm saying yes. Because there's a lot of power in yes. And keeping those promises to yourself is going to be life-changing.
I love it. I love that you are on the pursuit of growth. That's amazing. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. This has been fun. My first one.
You're welcome. I love that you said first, because now you get to go create your own.
I appreciate you, Chris, so much.
All right. Thanks, Jamie. I appreciate you too. And we will talk soon. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.